Let's start again. The sugya lamazayin on the base. Amar Rav Yosef, Hay chavitza dis lepirun kazayis betchid mevorchav hamloitzi lebsef mevorchav shalosh brachos. Leis bepirun kazayis betchid mevorchav barimim mezaynus lebsef brachachas mein shalosh. So Rashi learns pshat. You had bread that started off as hamloitzi. This we never discussed. How do you decide that it's called bread? We just discussed has be chameshes min edogan. You only say that's a mishnah. You only say hamloitzi. If it's lechem, a lechem has to be something that's bolei dechimutz. How do you know lechem has to be bolei dechimutz? Because it says matzah. It says that matzah is called lechem oini. It says you should eat matzah. So it's only called matzah if it's bolei dechimutz. And in order to be called matzah, it has to be called lechem. Lechem oini. So with respect to chiyuv chalut, it says also b'chir b'chochem lechem ha'aretz. That's how we know. It's only called lechem if it's bolei dechimutz, chameshes min edogim. Fine, has to be chameshes min edogim, but it has to also have to reset the nama. It has to have the loaf shape. If it's just wheatina, pashtus is the wheaties, even if you eat a ton of it, it's not going to be amotzi. What else does it have to have? So that's the bottom Tosis discusses that. In order to be called lechem, So there's a contradiction between two sources. The Gemara in Pesachim, where's the Gemara in Pesachim? Also Lamed Zayin, I think. Pesachim is also the same daf. Here in Brachas Lamed Zayin, I think there in Pesachim is also Lamed Zayin. The Gemara quotes a pasuk from the Techecha. It says, "Va'afu esa nashim lachmachem metaner echad." There won't be any food to eat in the ghettos in Europe under the Nazis. There was no food to eat. So that's the curse of the Techecha, that 10 women will bake their bread in one oven, there won't be anything to eat. So the Gemara learns that from that pasuk on the Techecha. Lechem that's not offered b'tanur is not called lechem. It doesn't mean it has to be a tanur, it has to be an oven. And what if lechem let's say I make a dough, I put it on a frying pan, and I put the frying pan on top of the fire, and it works. And it gets it baked. So the Gemara says, no, it's not chai b'chal. It has to be dafke in the tanur. The Gemara just has a machlek, zabir chamesh lokesh. What if the tanur was heated, what if the frying pan was heated up before I put the raw dough on top of it? So that's a machlek. Maybe that's also dinok tanur. But the principle is you have to have afiyah. You have to have afiyah. Let's say if I'll need dough, and I'll put it into burning hot water, and I put in the burning hot water, and it gets cooked, and it's edible. So then is that called lechem? It had a bishul, it never had an afiyah. Is that called lechem? So in the Gemara, in Pesachim, Adaf Lama Zayin, the Gemara learns Afem HaPasuk, offer the pasuk and the techecha. Offer as a nashim lachmachem etaner echad. You need afiyah. Need afiyah. And if it's whenever there's mashkim there, here Tosis quotes it. Here, six lines from the top of Lamed Ches. Per kol shor daf Lamed Zayin. Pligir abechem eshlochim ma'isa ilfus. By ma'isa ilfus, you have an ilfus. You have a frying pan. You have a pot. But I heat it up the pot before I put the dough on top. So it's not an oven. In an oven, the heat is all around, on top and on bottom, all over the place. The heat only comes from the bottom, but if it's hirtiach lebesof hidbik, first the frying pan was burning hot, then I put the raw dough on it. But if I put it, I have the dough and I put it into water, that's called bishul, that's not an afiyah. So is that called lechem or not? Is that called lechem? So in Shulchan Aruch we paskin that it's not called lechem. Shulchan Aruch b'paskan that everything depends on afiyah. But the Rabbi Natam holds not so. This is such a famous Rabbi Natam. It's here and it's in Pesachim Daf Lamed Zayin. Such a fancy shtigl Torah, and it's in Sanhedrin, it's in Bava Kama. It's in all over the place. We don't pass like this, Rabbi Natam. The accepted opinion of Shulchan Aruch is it all depends on afiyah. Rabbi Natam has a stira. On the one hand, it says in Pesachim Lamed Zayin the pasuk and the Torah. On the other hand, you have the Yud Aleph Malachas Sidur of the Pas, the first 11 Malachas. Out of the 39 Malachas on Shabbos, it's Sidur of the Pas. So you start off with Elisha. If you mix the flour with the water, you start off with Elisha. So, and then the Mishnah in Challah says, in order to be Chayv and Challah, you have to have Lechem. Hoy b'chochem elechem ha'aretz. And if you have cake and cookies, it's also called lechem. It's pas. Pas is lechem. It's pas habo bekisten. It's a subcategory of pas. Sometimes benigeh to mizaynis and benigeh to netilas yadayim. So that's only din the rabbanon. So sometimes you say mizaynis. Sometimes if you kaveh sud on the cake, if you eat a ton of cake, then you say amloitzi. If you eat a little bit of cake, then you say mizaynis. But al pidin, it's called lechem. It's a pas habo bekisten. So the shaila is, lisha is from the sidur de pas. So do you need lisha and afia, or do you say lisha or afia, or does it all depend on afia? So the Tosfos had Rabbi Natan has a mishnah in chala. Kol shetchilos isa v'sofus gonin chay b'chala. Kol shetchilos isa v'gonin v'sofus isa also chay b'chala. The only time you put the sufganin alatkes, or a sponge cake. Sfog is a sponge. So sufganin means a spongy thing, a cake. So you want, but you chay b'chala on a cake. Cake is also chay b'chala. It's a pas, it's a subcategory of pas, it's pas habo b'kisten. But if it's such a spongy michel, such a sponge cake, or such a latke, it's a latke with a flour in it. So if it's tchilosa v'sofo sufganin, then it's not chay b'chala. If either tchilosa or sofo is iso, then it is chay b'chala. What is tchilosa, what is sofo? So the Rabbi Natam learns pshat that you need either lisha or afia. If you have a blilo ovo, then it's called lisha. You make all the sponge cakes, so you have a batter. You buy it in the store, a whole box. And you mix the flour with the water, but you mix in so much water that you don't need it. It's not you can't pick it up. It's not a big lump. You pour it. It's very liquidy. It pours. Sometimes it pours easily. Sometimes it depends how liquidy it is. Okay, but that's a blila ova. That's a blila. If you have a blila ova, that's called chilasa isa. Sofo isa means that you had an afia. So Rabbi Natan reads in the Mishnah, if you have either A or B, if you have either blila ova, that's called chilasa isa. You have a lisha. Or you have an afia, either A or B is enough to give it a shame lechem. So according to Rabbi Natan, if you made a blila ova, you made thick dough, then you took the thick dough and you have a pot full of burning hot water on the fire, and then I throw it into the burning hot water, or I have a deep fry, and it gets roi lachila there. So according to Rabbi Natan, that's hamotzi, that's trilosa isa, even though sofus are gone, and I did a bishul, that's called lechem. It's hamotzi. You say it's good for matzah, and it's bichas hamozim deraisa on that.
It's like
donuts, exactly. Donuts. According to Rabbi Natan.
Put them in oil. Cook them in oil.
Yeah, according to Rabbi Natan, right. The donut has a lot of flavoring in it, so that's why it's a subcategory of pas habo bekisten. But according to Rabbi Natan, I'm not sure. The donut is a bliva ofa?
Yeah, it's thick.
It is thick.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay, then it's a blila ova, and it has a bishul. That's a shada. What about bagels? Bagels, they take the dough, they have a blila ova, then they put it into burning hot water for a very short period of time to give it a certain consistency. It should have a different taste. And then they bake it in the oven. So after they put it into the burning hot water, you take it out, before you bake it, it's not roi lachila, it's still raw. And then you put it in the oven to bake it. So that's l'choladez. That's called afia. That's not called a bishul. That's what the Nedev Yehuda has a recurrent theme in his Shabbos Shuvah Drashas, that the Balabatam are saying mizaynus on the bagels, and he threatens to resign from his rabbanus over the bagels issue, because he says there must be something wrong with me that I can't explain myself. I said last year, and I keep on saying that the bagels are hamotzi, and obviously I can't communicate with the Balabatim. He's threatening to resign over the bagels. That the bagels are supposed to be hamotzi. Because the bagels, when you put in the burning hot water, it's not roi lachila. The thing that makes it roi lachila is the afia. So mamish has a lisha, has a bli lov, and has the afia l'choladeis in spirit. But the donuts are a deep fry. So the donuts is a bishul. Is a bishul. So according to the Rabbi Natam, if you have something had a blila ova, then you have a bishul, it is hamotzi. If something had a blila raka, it pours, and then you do an afia, also it's hamotzi. One of them, that's called Chilosa Isa, if it had a Blila Ova, Lisha, or it had Sofo Isa, it had an Afia. Either one or the other. Either one or the other. That's how Rabbeinu Tam explains this. There's a Gemara in Bava Kama, it's in Sanhedrin, around Daf Zayna, so. Vavam Abbas in Sanhedrin. The Gemara says that what? There's a Pasuk in Mishlei. Ubetzeh Berach Neitz Hashem. I think it's a Mishlei. Ubetzeh Berach Neitz Hashem. The Ganef says a Bracha. So it's a Chidl Hashem. Neitz Hashem. What do you mean the Ganef says a Bracha? So the Gemara says, Hareis a Gozal, a Ganef steals grain, a bushel of grain from somebody. He grinds it up and he makes flour out of it. Then he mixes the flour with water. Then he makes cakes, cookies out of it. And he begs her, Hareish Gozal Soshachid Mtchona, Vafo, Behifish Men Achala, and he says a bracha, Alafrosh Aschala, Eitzim Mavarach Elamenites. That's a Betzeh Bech Nias Hashem. The Ganef says a bracha, Alafrosh Aschala, so that's a Chil Hashem. So the Ganef looks like he's a religious person, just that he's a Ganef, Ben Olam Machavero. But Ben Olam Machavero, it seems like he's religious. So why does it say, Tchona, Velosha, Vafo, Behifish Men Achala? Why is he mafrish the challah after he does the afia? Everybody knows he's supposed to be mafrish challah after nesinas amayim. Before he do the afia, that's a din in Shulchan Aruch. That's Yerushalmi is like that. He's supposed to do the hafrashas challah right away. So the Rabbi Natam says the way he explains, we understand why, because it's talking about a case that the ganef only did a blila rako. If he did a blila rako, he put in so much water. It's a batter, it's not a dough, it's not a thick dough that you have to knead and you hold it, you can pick it up, holds together. It pours. So if it pours, that's not a lisha. So then it's only going to be chayv and challah after you bake it. Then it'll be chayv and challah. That's how Rabbi Natan read the Mishnah and challah. It's either lisha or afiyah gives it a shem lechem. So both benegir to hamoitzi and benegir to chiyav hafrosh as challah. That's how Rabbi Natan holds. The Meiri quotes an opinion that you need both. You need Lisha and Afia. That's the Dur that pass. You need Lisha, then you need Afia. That opinion is not quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. They quote the Rabbeinu Tam. And then they quote the Ramban. The Ramban disagrees with Rabbeinu Tam. He says, no, everything depends on Lechem. The Pasuk from the Techecha. V'ofer esa nashm lachmachem etan rechad. Lechem ofer betanik kori lechem. It all depends on Afia. So if you have a blila, raka, but you plan to do an afiyah, if you have a blila ova or a blila rak, if you plan to do an afiyah, then it's chayv mechal. If you don't plan to do an afiyah, then it's not chayv mechal. So what happens, it doesn't matter lo malo or lo mer, whether you have a blila rak or blila ova, according to the Ramban, it's irrelevant. You don't need both lisha and afiyah. There is such a shita in the Meiri, but that's not... That's not the opinion that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch, they quote the Ramban with this version. The Meiri, I think, probably understood the Ramban the other way. You need both Lisha and Afiyah. But that's not the way the Shulchan Aruch quotes it. Shulchan Aruch understood, if you read the Ramban slowly, the Ramban has a sefer on Bcheiros. Ramban didn't have a riff on Bcheiros. We don't have a riff on Bcheiros. So the Ramban wanted to be mashlim. The Ramban didn't have a riff on the Dorim either. We do have a riff on the Dorim. Ramban didn't have, so he wrote an imitation riff on the Dorim. So we have both. We've printed one column next to the other. We have the riff and we have the Ramban. And on Pcheres, B'taka don't have any riff. Pcheres is in Kochim, so the riff didn't write on Pcheres, I don't think. But so the Ramban wrote. So in the middle of Pcheres, you have one daf that talks about Chalas Chutzlords. Daf Chav Zayin has a lot of dinim about Chalas Chutzlords. All the various kulas that we have. So the Ramban has Hilchas Challah there in the middle of Hilchas Pcheres, has Hilchas Challah. So the Ramban, if you read it slowly, it says the way it says in the Shulchan Aruch, that it all depends on the Afiyah. I'm making a point because my Rabbi Soloveitchik gave the Shurim, he understood the Ramban, that he's saying the same as the Meiri, that you need both Lisha and Afiyah. That's not the way it says in the Shulchan Aruch. That's not the way it says in the Ramban either. He was saying, oh, there is such a Shita, that's the Meiri Shita, that you need both Lisha and Afiyah.
Donuts, you would make, if you need a ton of donuts, you have to make a pasal
book. So, according to the Ramban, it's not considered pasal. Even if you eat a ton of donuts, you'll never
like
say how much. Like we do, you never say how much. Correct.
Like that?
Yeah, that's the accepted opinion, Shulchan Aruch. Because donuts have a deep fry, I think. Mm-hmm. They have a deep fry. Mm-hmm. So that's mamash abishal. So if you never did an afiyah, according to the Rabbeinu Tam, if it had a blila ova, even if it has a bishul later on, it is dinik alechem, but because it's a donut, it has so many different ingredients, it tastes like a snack, so that's why it's pasal b'kisa in the subcategory. But if you eat a ton of it, then it'll become hamoitzi, then it'll be netilu sedam and hamoitzi, and then the Shulchan Aruch says, we don't pass like the Rabbeinu Tam, pass like the Ramban.
According to the Ramban, has the Ramban read the Mishnah?
So Trilosa Isa, the Ramban says, if I made a lisha, b'lilava b'lila raka doesn't make a difference, and I plan to do an afiyah. So if Trilosa Isa, I plan to do an afiyah, even if l'besof I change my mind, sofos have gone, I do a bishul, but since at the time of Nesinus HaMayim, that's when the Chiyuv Chal is Chal. At the time of Nesinus HaMayim, the Tchilus HaLisha, I plan to do an afiyah, so it's ready in the Schayv and Chalos. Even though Libesof, Sofos have gone, and I cook it, I don't do a afiyah, it's still Chayv and Chalos. Or Tchilos have gone, and when I did the beginning, either Lisha, Blilov, or Blilaraka, is Lamala, Lamala, it doesn't make a difference. I did a Lisha, and I planned Chilosa Suvgon, I planned to do a Bishul, so it never became Chai Ben Chala. Usually it becomes Chai Ben Chala by Chilos Alisha. Here it never became Chai Ben Chala because he planned to do a Bishul, but then Lebesof he changed his mind, Lebesof or Isa. Lebesof he does bake it. Then it becomes Chai Ben Chala when he ultimately bakes it. That's how the Ramban translates the words in the Mishnah. Yeah, how did this come in on this daf? Because the Gemara says on the bottom of the daf, certain cakes are chayv and challah, and certain cakes are not chayv and challah. So the Gemara says one of the cakes that's not chayv and challah is what is it? Lechem ha'aser lekutach. You got trisa p'tura min ha'challah. My trisa. Here the last six lines on the Amud. Trisa is not chayv v'challah. It's not called lechem at all. It's not a. It's some kind of a cake, but it's not a subcategory. It's not a pasal b'kisnan. It's like Wheaties. It's like Cheerios. It doesn't have a din lechem at all. My trisa. What in the world is it? So there are three versions. Ikadami gvil merutach. Ikadami nahamad handikah. Ikadami lechem asa lekutach. What does it mean lechem asa? We're going to have to do each one separately. What does it mean lechem asa lekutach? So the last two words in Rashi, the last line in Rashi on the Amud says, in ofen asa betanu ela bechama. You bake it in the sun. That's not called afiyah. Afiyah is only bitanur. If you have eish, a toldas eish. If there's no eish, if you bake it b'chama, then it's not chayim chal. That's what Tosfos quotes the Rashi. Pirush Rashi, isa shemiyab shemechama. You don't bake it in the oven, you bake it in the sun. So then they're bothered with the kasha, but the Rabbeinu Tam said, if you have, Rashi apparently is against the Rabbeinu Tam. Ben Tam holds, whenever you have a blila over, even if you have a bishul later on, even if I day mayim, even if I day mashkim, even if you put into a hot pot of water, it will be chayim chalam. So that's a problem. Rashi doesn't agree. Okay, it's not a difficult. Rashi holds like the Ramban. Okay, but the Ben Tam can't agree with Rashi. Ben Tam holds, whenever you have a blila over, even if you have a bishul later on, it will be chayim chalam. So what does it bother me? If it had the afiyah was done bechama. If it had a blila raka, and you do blila raka, you neither here nor there. You didn't have a leash, and you didn't have an afiyah. Okay, then the Rabbeinu Tam would agree. But if you had a blila oven, then you bake it in the sun. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, it would be chayim chal. We don't know exactly what these French words are. The Rabbeinu Tam is talking about certain words, certain kinds of macholam that they had, that if it's Trilosa Isa, if it had a Blila Ava, then Lebesof, it has a Bishul, so Rabbeinu Tam says, and McCain, the Niblis, and whatever the other one is, so he says, then you say Hamoitzi, Kanka Rabbeinu Tam is Hamoitzi. So on the back of the Gemara, they have a Yiddish translation of some of the words. So they say that one of these is Lokshin. So Lokshin means that spaghetti, there were some Rabbanim who considered that spaghetti is a Safik Hamoitzi. So there would be Machin, because according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's if you have a Blila Ova, even if you have a Bishul later on, we cook spaghetti, we don't bake the spaghetti, we cook the spaghetti. So even if I have a Bishul later on, it's the Dino Kamoitzi. So in Shulchan Aruch they quote the Machlokes and they say, we don't pass like the Rabbeinu. Fartik. But some tzaddikim like to be machmer like all the shittas. So there was a certain Talmud Chacham who wouldn't only eat spaghetti to chasudah. When he said, I'm mitzi in the beginning. The Gemara makes fun of eating the hama and ben hama. You eat spaghetti in the middle of the eel. He said, I'm mitzi, then you eat. What do you have, a spaghetti sandwich? I used to have a charusa, he used to eat potato chip sandwiches. He used to have a slice of bread on top, slice of bread on the bottom, and potato chips in the middle. Hazoi, potato chip sandwiches. So I remember someone, Rabbi Soloveitchik, was once giving a shiur, so he was giving a mashal. If a person is eating spaghetti, so he says, I'm oitzi. So one of the students screamed out, but I'm oitzi, but spaghetti is a suffix, I'm oitzi. So Rabbi Soloveitchik said, what are you, off your mind? Well, there's no, until we said an amma, how can it, doesn't have, it's not a loaf shape. I think it's like, it can't be that it's lokshin. Lokshin, there's no loaf shape at all, has no Teresa in them at all. It can't be spaghetti. It must be some other word, not lokshin. There's probably a mistake, the translation.
Maybe it's a big piece. It's a very big piece.
Okay. There are different kinds of pretzels. So some of the pretzels are mama stringy. So that's probably not Teresa in them. Some of the pretzels are very fat. Very fat, what do you call them? Probably has a different name. So the fat pretzel, not the stringy pretzel, the fat pretzel could be that it is a tzuras hapas. There is a tzuras hapas there.
Right,
from
the Rebbe's understanding, the Ramban is a blue larapa called Isa.
It's a nesinus amayim, it's chayv and chalal, shem sofo. It's going to be a lechem. I don't think it's called, it's not an Isa, but it's going to be a lechem later. Hoi bakol from the lechem haaretz. Normally you do a blila ova. So blila ova is called an isa. If you have a blila raka, a batter that pours, that's not really called an isa. But it's chayv and chalal, shem sofa, because you plan to do an afiyah, and the afiyah will give it the shem lechem. Even though now it's not lechem. So the shachan every day recommends that you should be choshish for both opinions, the hainu that what? Let's say I'm making sponge cake. So I mix the flour with the water, and there's an awful lot of water, and it's not a dough. It's a batter. It's a batter. Your mother doesn't have to go like this. She just puts it under the beater, and the thing is going to be a batter. And then you pour it. So according to the Rabbeinu Tam, it only becomes chayv and challah after you bake it. If and when you have an afiyah, then it becomes chayv and challah. When you made the batter, you mixed the water with the flour, it's not yet chayv and challah because it doesn't have a shem lechem yet. You can only be offer challah in the beginning if you have a blila ova. According to the Ramban, it's chayv and challah al shem sofo because I plan to have it baked. So I can already be mafir challah now. It's a batter, so you can take out a spoon and be mafir challah. So the shachan every day says it's g'day to be choshish for the Rabbeinu Tam. Don't be mafir challah till after the afiyah. Then when you mafish challah, then bainler Ramban, bainler Rabbeinu Tam, it's chayv and challah. According to Ramban, it was chayv and challah from the very outset because he planned to do an afiyah. And according to Rabbeinu Tam, it only became chayv and challah after he actually did the afiyah. Shailas though, but if you have bread that's chayv and challah, it's tevel. And if you weren't mafish the challah yet, so tevel is also bachila. So then if you bake it in a pan, so the pan becomes treif. So then when you, but the cake itself, the bread of the cake itself is also treif, it's also tevel. So when you mafrish challah later on, you have to say, I want to be mafrish challah to take off the isa tevel, not only on the bread, on the bliya in the pan also. Yerushalmi says, the Mechaber quotes Yerushalmi, you can do that. You can say, I'm mafrish challah, not only on the bread or the cake that I baked, I want the mafrish challah to be chal on the bliya in the baking tin as well. So that's what one should do. Whenever you bake sponge cake, shemafish the challah at the end. So Leshik told over that when his mother got married to his father, he wasn't born yet, but his mother told him, he wasn't there, but his mother told him that Rab Chaim told her that when you make sponge cake, and challah's chutzlor, there are a lot of kulas, so he said you can be mekel that you don't have to mafish challah on sponge cake. Why? So the way he said it over, his version was that that's the Shita Saramban. He understood the Ramban like the Meiri says, that in order to be called Lechem, in order to be Chai V'Chava, has to be Chai V'Chochem Lechem O'aretz. He understood that the Ramban holds that you need both Lisha and Afia. You need both. So since sponge cake is a Blila Raka, it's a batter, so according to the Ramban, it's not Chai V'Chava. That's not the way it says in Yerideya. So he said, Chalas Chutzlos, he can be Mekel. The way it says in Yerideya, it says not so. It says you're going to have an Afia. Can have an afiyah. Even the Rabban agrees. Fakir, the Rabban holds chay v'chala right away. You can be mafish l'chala when you do the nesina samayim. According to Rabbi Natam, you can't be mafish chala till after you bake it, because it doesn't have a shame lechem till after it's baked. If it would have had a blila ova, would have been chay v'chala right away from the time that you made the lisha. Even if you plan to do a bishul, even if it's going to be ofa b'chama, it'll be chay v'chala as long as you had a blila ova in the beginning. But the Avnei Nezer has a tshuva about that topic, but the sponge cake is chayv v'chala. So he writes that the minig of the bakers is that they're not mafish chala on sponge cake. So first he writes, you can't rely on the bakers, they don't know what the dinim are. You have to ask the rabbanim. And the pashtus is that it's chayv v'chala, because it has an afiyah. So bein l'rabbin etan, bein l'haramban is chayv v'chala. Then at the end, he comes out l'halocha natza. He comes out that the bakers are right. He says that it's not called an afiyah, it's called a bishul. He says, since you put it in the oven and it's liquidy, so that's not called an afiyah. It becomes solid later. But at the time that you put it in the oven, the time it starts to get baked, it's a liquid because it pours. So he thinks that that's not called an afiyah, that's called a bishul, and therefore it's potam el achala. I don't know. According to the simple reading of the Yerideya, sponge cake should be chay v'chala. Here in the neighborhood, by Broyer's Hashgach, used to be a machlekes between the different rabbis. So when one rabbi would be in the bakery, he would make him be mafish chala. And the other rabbi would be in the bakery, tell him they don't have to be mafish chala. So half the time they did have frashas chala, half the time not on the sponge cake. Anyway, so getting back again, nochamol. So in order to say hamoitzi, it has to be lechem. In order to be lechem, it has to be boledei chimutz. It has to be from the chameshes mini dogan. All right, that's a mishnah. Only the chameshes mini dogan achayov mechala, and you say hamoitzi v'chas hamozelin until it's yadayim. And what else? Achiv chala and matzah. What else? And the chameshes mini dogan also lechol before you bring the minchas ha'omer. The first day chala moed pesach, because that's called chodosh. Chodosh is aser. How do you know Chodesh only applies to the Chameshes Mina Dogan? Because when the Pasuk says you're not allowed to eat Chodesh, the expression that says Lechem v'kolav v'kam l'sach l'aretzam ayam azaz, it says one of the three is Lechem. So Lechem is only for the Chameshes Mina Dogan because it's only called Lechem is Bole Dechimutz. Bole Dechimutz, they experimented, they tested, it's only the Chameshes Mina Dogan, and they experimented by the Oirez, and it was Machleg Zabechem and Nuin, the Rabbana, whether it's Bole Dechimutz or Bole Dechimutz, we paskin is Bole Dechimutz, it's not called Chimutz. So that's how you know that even the Issa Chodosh only applies to the Chameshes Mini Dogon. Why doesn't it apply to all vegetables? Because it says Lechem Mikol Vikarmel. So it only applies to something that's possible to become Lechem. That's the Chameshes Mini Dogon. So that's the Mishnah. Chameshes Mini Dogon. And then it has to be a loaf shape. Otherwise it's not possible because it has to be a loaf shape. So that's what the Braisa Nomad Aleph said. If prus is kayamas, you say hamoitzi. If prus is not kayamas, you don't say hamoitzi. So Tosfos says, if the whole thing was cooked, then it falls apart. That was the Tosfos on Amud Aleph. Shalo yishoveh, if the whole thing falls apart. The pashtus is that Wheaties and Cheerios is not called prus is kayamas. There's nothing there. There's nothing there. What about tamtams? If you eat a ton of tamtams, would you say hamoitzi or not? Is that called a loaf? It's so tiny. Is that called a loaf? So there is an opinion in the Rishonim that if you eat less than a kazais, we had the Tosfos, if you eat less than a kazais, you say a bracha Rishonah. Where was that Tosfos? Here, the top line, Allah mitesa med aleph. What's a leishiyur? We saw the Gemara. They gave him a zayis, and he took out the pit, and he ate the zayis. So the zayis is less than a kazais. Because the only kazais with the whole volume of the whole. So once you take out the pit, so it's less than a kazais. Akan Rabbi Yechon said a bracha achreinu. That was the last line. That was the last line on Lamed Ches on the base. The Gemara is Kivin Shkida Legarini. Since you took out the pit and threw it out, Batzalei Shiur. And the Gemara, Kazayis is a Zayis Beinani. The Zayis had to get Rabbi Yochanan was a Zayis Gadol. So even if you take out the pit, now it went down to the size of Zayis Beinani, so it had the shear. So you see from that Gemara that in order to say a bracha achreina, you have to have a kazayis. What about bracha rishayna? So that's the top taste. It's hayna dafka bebracha shal acharav bin a shear. Because the whole bracha achreina institution of aloeitz valpihoeitz, or the bracha bernefashis, if you're eating apples, oranges, whatever, is it called the tikkun rabban kein deraisa, tikkun based on amoitzi, based on bichas hamazon deraisa. And bichas hamazon deraisa is ve'achalta v'savata uve'erachta, you need achila. Chila ein achila pchus mikazayis v'savata, you need kedei sviya. So if a growing teenager just eats a kazayis of bread, you got to be hungry. If an old person, 100 years old, eats half a kazayis of bread, maybe they'll be full. Maybe they'll be full with less than a kazayis. But you're not chayv to bench unless you have your achalta v'savata. You have to have achila, you have to have a kazayis, and kedei sviya. So if a young person eats a kazayis, he's still hungry, it's not chayv to bench minatera. That's how we paskin. There was an opinion, the Rabbi Natan Paskins, that if you eat a kazayis, you're chayv to bench minatera, even though it's not kedei sviya. But we don't really paskin like that. We paskin only chayv minatera to bench if you ate kedei sviya. And what if you had kedei sviya, but you didn't have a kazayis? An older person eats a half a kazayis, and they're already full. This Rabbi Leib's time, and the one who passed away, he hardly ate anything. So if you eat a half a kazayis, and you're full, do you bench? So the answer is no. The Paskim say no, because that's ve'achalta, it's a bati, you need both. So bracha achreina on all other foods is patterned after came there, I said tikkun a bracha achreina after bread. So after bread, you need a shear, you need a kazayis. That's what Taisa says. So therefore, after all the other foods, also you need a kazayis. But as far as bracha rishana is concerned, a bracha shalachrab, then you need a shear, okay. But for bracha rishana, asa lahanis manala manzebelai bracha, you have to say a bracha even on less than a kazayis. So if you eat less than, you eat a tiny crumb of bread, you clearly say a bracha, but the question is what bracha? So some Rishonim say that you don't say hamoitzi. Hamoitzi, the Mishnah says, the opening Mishnah says, al peres or adoma, what is it? What is it called? Al peres or eretz, who I'm a barpi adoma, except for bread. Because bread had, in other words, the bracha should have been barpi adoma on bread, because the grain grows from the ground. And if you, because this is achito, if you chew a kernel of grain of wheat, you do say hadama because it grows from the ground. So bread should have been barfi hadama, but it has a super bracha, has an extra special super duper bracha of amoitzi lechem min haaretz. But if you're eating less than a kazayis, so some rishonim hold it doesn't have the chashivas, so you don't amoitzi. You just say hadama. Okay, we don't pass like that. We pass even if you eat a tiny piece of challah, way less than a kazayis, you do say hamoitzi. But it has to be a loaf shape. If it's not a loaf shape, it doesn't have teresa and amanat. So there's a tesis, that parallel tesis with this one. The same tesis appears there in Psochem and Daf Lamed Zayin. So tesis there talks about a certain bread that if it doesn't have tzuras apas, it's not chayv and challah. It doesn't have teresa and ama, it's not chayv and challah because it's not called lechem. You only chayv and challah if it's b'hoi b'chochem elech moritz. The problem is, Agamar says, if it doesn't have Tzuras HaPas, you say Mezoinus, and you say Alamichia, but it is Chayv and Challah. If it doesn't have Tzuras HaDam, it is Chayv and Challah. So obviously, there are two different dinim of Tzuras HaPas. Let's say you have the donuts. So the donuts is clearly Mezoinus. It's clearly Mezoinus, because it's a snack. But if you eat a ton of it, then it'll be a machlekes because it has a deep fry, so it'll be a machlekes. Right there, Rabbi Natan, it had a blila ova, but it has a bishul later on. A deep fry is a bishul, so Rabbi Natan holds that it is called lechem, it is called pas, but it's a subcategory. It's pas above bikistan. So if you eat enough donuts, then it will become hamoitzi. You'll need until it's your dime. It'll be hamoitzi and lead birchas hamazon. According to the Ramban, it's irrelevant. According to the Ramban, if it never has an afi at the end, if what makes it royal achila is the bishul, has a deep fry, is a bishul, it's not an afiya, it's never going to become amba. It's has no teresa and anam at all. It's not chayv achal, it's nothing. So even the Rabban Tam holds that it is chayv achal, but he agrees that it's bar mini mezainis because it doesn't have tzuras apas. So clearly, they're two different dinim of Tzuras HaPas. What Taisus says there in Psochem Daf Lamed Zayin, it doesn't have Teresa the Nama, You're not mafrish challah means it doesn't have a loaf shape. That's a shayla about the tam-tam. Is that it's so tiny, it's so small. Less than a kazayis and so thin. Maybe even if you eat a ton of them, maybe it's like eating wheatina farina or something, maybe like eating Wheaties. Wheaties and Cheerios, the Pashto says, you never say amoitina. Even if you eat 20 boxes, it's bar minimum zenis, like wheatina. And then there's another din of Tzuris HaPas that it knocks it down to bar minimum zenis, but it is a subcategory of Pas, Pasabah Bekistan. So then the Gemara says it will be Chai V'Chala. It's Chai V'Chala because even Pasabah Bekistan is also Chai V'Chala. Same thing for Matzah Leil Pesach. The Rambam writes, I think we mentioned that last week, the Rambam writes that Klol Shel Dover, you only Yotzi Yidei Chayvis Matzah if it's such a Lechem that Shemivachim Olav HaMotzi. So the Menchaz Chinuch is bothered with Akasha, but the Rambam writes that it's only called Lechem Oni. The Pesach says the Matzah is Lechem Oni, and the Gemara understands Patla Matzah Ashira. So the Gemara said, what's Matzah Shira? So the Rambam quotes the Gemara, if you kneaded the flour and you made dough with one of the four mashkim, Yain, Shemen, Dvash, and Cholov. Then the Rambam writes, anything other than Yain, Shemen, Dvash, and Cholov is kosher for Matzah's Mitzvah. So going to the Rambam, egg matzah is kosher for Matzah's Mitzvah. It has apple cider and it has eggs in it. It's not Yain, Shemen, Dvash, and Cholov. So according to the Rambam, egg matzah should be kosher for Matzah's Mitzvah. So the Minchas Chinuch is, but it's clearly mezainis. You don't say amoitza on egg matzah unless you kaver suda on it. So how can it be good for matzah's mitzvah if the Rambam says klol shodavar, it has to be lechem shemavochem olav amoitzi? So the Minchas Chinuch answers that on Pesach night, it's clear that you kaver suda on it. Because you're going to eat a lot, you're going to eat with a whole meal. So since you kaver suda, so it's lechem shemavochem olav amoitzi. Rav Soloveitchik said, you don't even need that. You don't have to say that it becomes amoitzi. Even if it is mezainis. The Rambam means, klal shodover, if it's such a matzah, that theoretically you could sometimes say hamotzi on it, that means that it's a category, it's a subcategory of pas, right? It's pas al babi kisnin. So then you can use it for matzah. The din is, has to be lechem. It's called lechem, even if it's pas al babi kisnin, it's also called lechem. It's a subcategory of lechem. If it would have not had a teresa denama, if it doesn't have a loaf shape, then it's not called lechem at all, then it wouldn't be good for matzah. But if it has a loaf shape, it has a teresa, it doesn't have even the yes, the kasha according to the svardim. The svardim say mezonis all year long on matzah, so how is it good on Pesach night? If it's mezonis, it's not pasha mevach malav amoitzi. The answer is no. If you would eat enough of it, it would become amoitzi. See, even though you're not eating so much, you're only eating kazayis matzah, it's still called lechem. Lechem oni. It's a subcategory of lechem. That's enough. You don't have to have a poil mamash actually say amoitzi. And Chaschinach understood the Rambam, they actually have to say amoitzi on it. So he says, on Pesach night, make sure you kaveh suda on it, and you'll make it into amoitzi. So they say, what do you have to be kaveh suda? That's enough. Come in on the din der Rabbanu, what's going to be amoitzi, going to be mezainis. How can the din der Rabbanu, what's mezainis or amoitzi, how can that determine whether he eats it, they chavis matzah, the din der Raisa? The Rambam meant to say, anything that theoretically can sometimes say hamoitzi on, even if lamaisin, you're going to say mezainis on it. Even according to the Rambam, if you use egg matzah for shmura matzah, for leil haseder, use egg matzah, even if you say mezainis, but you can still be yotzei dechavis matzah with it, because it's called lechem. It is called, it's pasal babi kisan, it's a subcategory of lechem. Yeah, what are the other things that are not, the Gemara has three versions. Trisa. Gemara says, trisa is pturim and achala. My trisa, so Gemara has three different versions. So the third version was lech mahaseh lekutach, and Rashi explains what does it mean lech mahaseh lekutach. They bake it in a chama.
Kutach
isn't dip, right? Kutach is some milchik salad dressing, some kind of a milchik thing that you dip vegetables into. What does mean lech maaseh lekutach? I'm not sure. Then the Gemara says, how can you say Tanya Rabchia lech maaseh lekutach potem and achala? Frag the Gemara, how can it be? Avatan, you have another brayso that says chay bechala. Second line from the bottom of Amud Beis, chay bechala is contradiction. And for them, Hashem kirek Tani Tamer Rabbi Yudaim and Maaseh Mechichan Aleh. It depends if Asa ke'ochin. Chayavin. If he made it kilimudim, then peturim. What is this asok ochin as opposed to asok kilimudim? So this is a different din. This is a Mishnah in Challah. This is a different din. Only called lechem if it's intended to be served to human beings. If you're going to feed it to the, let's say if you have tevel. So the Gemara says tevel is also b'achil b'aris muta b'ano. So we gave a mashal. Have a sack. Have no chair to sit on. I'm going to sit on the floor, but I have a sack of tevel. So if tevel is asabano, I want to sit on the sack of tevel. So I don't have to sit on the floor. It'd be more comfortable. So if tevel would be asabano, so sitting on the sack gives me hano. The din is that tevel is mutabano, so I can sit on the sack. Fine. There's no bizoin ochlin. It's covered, and my sitting on the sack, I'm not going to dirty the tevel. Fine. So the Gemara says, but you're not allowed to feed tevel to the behemoths. Shaila is, why not? There's no lifneiva. The behemoths are not Jewish. You're not allowed to feed tevel to the goyim. Why not? They're not mechudei. There's no lifneiva. They're not muzer against eating tevel. So why can't you feed tevel to the behemoths? Why can't you feed tevel to the nochrim? So the answer is, Tosfos points out many places that hanosh al kili is also to consume the tevel. To have the tevel eaten up by animals, by human beings, without hafrashas challah, that's an isa. Without hafrashas trumas matzah, without hafrashas challah, that's an isa. But what if you bake bread intending melech atchila to feed it to the animals? So then it's not called lechem. If it's not called lechem, then it's not chayv and challah in the first place. Only chayv and challah if it's hoyba chochem melechem haaretz. So if you're baking bread intending to feed it to the animals, then you're not chayv and challah. So the Gemara says, that's a Mishnah Challah. If it's intended for the animal, not Chayim Challah. But if you bake bread that looks exactly the same as our bread, and you just plan to feed it to the animals, it looks exactly the same. So then we say that you are Chayim Challah. Probably only Midirabbanan. It's a discussion. Probably only Chayim Challah Midirabbanan because of my resign. So that's what the Gemara says over here. If you made it a shape that's normal to feed human beings, then chayavim. If you made a kilimudim, then it's intended to feed to the animals, then you potter. Kilimudim just means like long loaves without any beautiful shape. It doesn't look like anything fancy. It doesn't look like the kind of bread that would whet our appetite. So that's the way you make it for the behemoths. The behemoths don't have to whet their appetite. But for human beings, they make it koch. And so if you intend to feed it to the animals, but you made it fancy, then it's chayv and challah midirabban, because it looks like maichal odom. But if you made a kilimudim, it was intended for the behemoth, and it looks like it was intended for the behemoth, then it's potter. That's where it's quoted in Yeridaya. If you bake bread intending to feed it to the behemoth. So that's one klal, intending to feed to the behemoth. Rashi interprets, lechem asel lekutach means he baked it b'chama. But the Rabbeinu Tam is not happy with that, because if you had a blila ovo, even if you do a bishul later on, it's still going to be chayv b'chama. So what does it bother me if you did the yibush b'chama? So Rabbeinu Tam is going to have to learn a different pshat. So maybe this is the way the Rabbeinu Tam learns. Lech ma'asa l'kutach means you're going to feed it to the animals. You didn't. It looks like it's maichal b'chama. It doesn't look like it's maichal adam. So that was nachamal. That was the last thing. What did he say? Troknin, the last eight lines on the daf, eight, nine lines. Am Rabbi Yechanan, Troknin Pturim min Achala. My Troknin, Am Rabbi Kuva de Ara. What do we have? So the Vilna Gaon crosses it out. It sounds like it's a machlekes. Where the Troknin Chayav Mechal, Troknin Pturim min Achala. So the Vilna Gaon crosses it out. There was no shita that it's Pturim min Achala. Troknin for sure chayav mechala. What is troknin? So Rashi writes, Gemara says, why troknin? I'm by kubadiyah. What is kubadiyah? So Rashi gives you a definition. Osa mokum cholo bikiro. He makes an indentation at the bottom of the oven. It also matocha mayim v'kamach, kamosha osim be'ulfis. Mix the flour with the water and make dough out of it, and you bake it over there. So it's regular bread. So it's regular bread. It's chayav mechala. I don't know what the chiddush is. So he says that Troknin, the correct use is Troknin, everyone agrees, there never was a sheet of Turim, and Vas Chayav Mechal. Okay. Kuvadiyar, it's regular bread. However, Trisa, is Peter Malachava. So in Trisa, there are three versions. My Trisa, so there are three versions what it means. So the first version was Gvil Meiratach. What does Gvil Meiratach? What do the words mean? Rashi, Nosnim Kemach Umayim Bekli Ubokshim Bekaf. It's a batter. It's not kneaded. You don't need it with a leash. It doesn't have a blilov. Bokshim Bekaf means that it's a batter and you beat it. V'shovchem ala kira kishehi nisakas. When the kira is burning hot, it's like pancakes. That you pour it, and then it gets a shape when it's a. Let's say the whole top of the table is burning hot. It's a kira. So I pour this in the middle, so it's going to spread until it stops spreading, because it's already going to become solid, because it's going to begin to get baked. So that's not considered a loaf shape. That's not considered Teresa de Nama. The two dinim of Teresa de Nama. One din Teresa de Nama looks like cake. So Yechai ben Chalav, but you don't say Amotzi unless you kaveh suit and then it becomes Amotzi. That's in the Gemara. Then the Tais is there and Psochim on Lam and Zayin said, doesn't have Teresa de Nama, is not Chai ben Chalav, it doesn't have a loaf shape. So here also, this is not considered a loaf shape. If you pour the pancakes, and would really spread the whole distance, but it stopped spreading because it already started to get baked, and it already became hard, that's not called a loaf shape. So I think in the Shulchan Aruch they say that kind of a pancake, even if you eat a ton of it, it's not Chai Mechalaga. That's not called a Tzuras, that's not called a Teresa de Nama. That's like Wheatina. That's like the Moshe from Wheaties. It's never Chai Mechalaga.
Even though it's big?
Because that's not called a loaf shape. The only reason why, if it wouldn't have been burning hot, it would have just kept on spreading. So it never had a shape. It developed the shape because it already started to bake. So that's not called a loaf shape.
It's not worse than a tam-tam.
No, the tam-tam has a specific, probably has a blila over. Tam-tam probably has a blila over. So I made it this shape. I mean, it's very thin. Okay, that's the shayla, where the tam-tams are thick enough to say that it's more than Wheaties. Well, you say no, same as Wheaties. Okay. That's the last Rabbanan Salvechev. What bracha would you say on tam-tam? So he said that he used to give the hashkoch on strikes. So strikes doesn't make tam-tams yet. When they start making it, they'll think about it. So I don't know if they ever, Libesof, if they ever made it. So that's the first version. Trisa, Pturim and Achala. My Trisa, the first version is this Gvil Meratach, and the Morgan Avram says Pturim and Achala, because that's not a Tzuris HaPas at all, and even if you're Kaveh Sudi, you don't say Amoitzi. But if you would be Kaveh Sudi, you would say Amoitzi, then it would be Chai Machala, then it's called Lechem. So that's the first version. What's the second version? Nahama Dehandika is Patim and Achala. What in the world is Nahama Dehandika? So Rashi says, Batzek She'ofim Bishput. You take dough and you put it on a spit and you hold the spit in the fire and you turn it. Umboshchem Osa Tomit B'Shemen or B'Mei Beitzim B'Shemen. You smear it on the outside with a lot of shemen or with eggs and shemen. So therefore, so why is it Patim and Achala? Why is it Patim and Achala? Nama Dehandika is Patim and Achala. So I think the Rabbeinu Yonah has something over here. If I'm not mistaken, I think the Orach HaShulchan quotes Rabbeinu Yonah. Let's see. It's on page 52 of my edition. Nama Dehandika Yesh Mefarash Meshalosh Nisim Kat Mosa Eit Vachkat Matnis Mosa Bishput Tzol Mosa Umetag Demosa Bishemen Udvash Bishas Hatzliyah. So one version is that it has tigun. Tigun is a deep fry. So according to the Ramban, if it has a deep fry, it's not chayim echala, you must have afiyah. According to the Ramban, it would be chayim echala, because you had a blila over, even if you had a bisha later on, it would be chayim echala.
Tigun, because you put the stuff on it?
No.
You put it in the fire.
You put it in a pan that has deep oil, has a lot, few inches of oil. And you do a tigun instead of doing an afiyah. Rashi says not so. Rashi says with solemoso. Rashi sounds like you put this blila over on a spit, then you put the spit in the fire. So you're doing afiyah. But the Rabbeinu Yonah quotes Yesh Mefarshim that it has a tigun. It has a, that's the Ramban may say like that. If you have a, even if you have a blilo ova, but you had a bishul, so if you had a bishul, then it's not called lechem, it's not chayim echal. But I think he gives later on, that's yesh meforshim. There are two gifts in the Gemara, where the Naham and the Hanka is Chai Mechala, Potam and Achala. So according to one gear says Potam and Achala because as a Bishul didn't have an Afiya. There have been a time we disagree, but that's according to Ramban. Then he says, the gear says Ptura, according to the gear says Ptura and Achala, Nomar, we can explain why is it Potam and Achala, Kem and She'ein Zed Derech Achilas Keva Ptura. If it's such a thing that you never normally eat at Achilas Keva, then you put them in Achal. It has to be something that sometimes would function as bread. So that's what the Orach HaShulchan quotes this, that if you have cake, you're not Chayim Echal. What are you talking about? Cake? Of course cake is Chayim Echal. It's against all the Mishnais. So all the bakers, they all know that Orach HaShulchan. Some of the bakers think Chala, only you make Chalas. All week long you don't make Chala, you make bread, so you're not Chayim Echal. That's a total mistake. Bread all week long for sure is Chayim Echal. There are some bakers that don't ask Shabbos, they don't have Ashgocha. So they just mafish challah, and Shabbos is the other one. They bake challah, they mafish challah. So that's wrong. But the Pashto says that even cakes are chayim challah. The Dor HaShulchan explains why the bakers are not mafish challah, based on this Rabbeinu Yonah. Because the Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah say, if it's a thing that normally is not ein zeh derech achilas keva, so therefore you're not chayim challah. That's very difficult.
Nuklal.
That is on lechem. Has to be. Yeah, but we say lechem. We have different definition of lechem. It has to be a loaf shape. It has to be chameshes min yedogim bala dechimut. But it doesn't have to be that you eat it achilas keva. That's a difficult Rabbeinu Yonah. Could be a Rabbeinu. I don't know. We should see. Maybe the Ramban learns that that's pshat in Gemara.
What if you tell an adas?
Would also be Chayim Echal, right? But this is what they always do. Apparently, when they do this Nama Dahandika, they always do it with a Tigman. So from the very outset, they had a mind to do a Bishul. So the Rambam would say that that's not Chayim Echal. You must have Afiyah, the Gemara, the Pasuk and the Techa. Well, for Esra Noshim Lachman, Hamtan Erecha, it has to be Ofer Vitan, in Eid Afiyah. Then he talks about Isis HaKlovim. That if it's intended for Meichel Behema, then it's not called Lechem. But it has to be Davke if it's, that's the third shot anymore. It has to be Maaseh Mechichen Aleh, only if it's Kelimudim. It doesn't have a normal shape. But if it's Keochen, a nice normal shape, even though you intend to feed it to the Behemas, it has a normal shape like human beings would eat it. So then it is Chai B'chal. It could be that it's only Midi Rabbanan.
So there's two levels in Trust the Nama. One of them where it's not even it's impossible to become an Otsi, and one of them if you collect Suda and become Otsi. What's the difference exactly between the two different types? What does it mean to Trust the Nama that
each type? Tosis is talking if it doesn't have a loaf shape, let's say it's Witina, Farina, right. Something like that. So that there's no loaf shape at all. So that's not called Lechem at all. The other one is cake. Cake, which is normally eaten as a snack. So then if you eat a ton of it, then you're chayv in hamotzi.
But why is it even not a hamotzi at all?
It's because it's a subcategory of pas. It's a pas habo b'kisnam, but it is pas. So because it is pas, lechem v'ayvachoch melechem ha'aretz, it's chayv in chalo. And because it is pas, if you eat enough of it, it becomes hamotzi, you need tilus yadayim, and you need bechaz hamotzim. But if you eat less of it, so the pashtus is, how do you lose the bechaz hamotzim deraisa? It says, Eretz HaShalom is kenes t'achal b'alach v'achal t'abesavot t'avirachta. So if you eat cake, why don't you have to bench min ha-Torah d'sholosh brachas? The netilas yadayim on cake, and the hamotzi versus bar min mizoinim. So you say that netilas yadayim is only the Rabbanan. Hamotzi versus mizoinim is only the Rabbanan. So heim amru v'heim amru. So he said, if you're not kaveh suda on it, then you don't have to wash, and it's bar min mizoinim. If you are kaveh suda, then it becomes hamotzi, and you have to wash. But bichas hamotzi is a din d'araisa. So what does it change? Because whether you kaveh sud or not kaveh sud, if on the level of the rice, it's called lechem. And it's kosher for chayv and challah. And it's kosher for matzah, even if it's pas habo b'kis in a subcategory. Why don't you have to bench b'chaz hamoz and the rice? So the pashtus, we usually say the answer is, the way the Rashba said, he had a Gemara before that the where was the Gemara? That the workers who are not self-employed, they work for the boss, so they're not allowed to do bittelsman. They have to put in a full day's work. So when they bench, they leave out Hatoiv HaMeitav, because Hatoiv HaMeitav is Lav D'Oraisa. They don't, when they daven, they have to daven Mincha. They daven, they work from early in the morning till late at night. So they have to daven Mincha on the job. So they don't do, not allowed to do Chazoros HaShatz. Not allowed to take off time to do Chazoros HaShatz. Mishnah Berurah said that Bizman is that's understood that they do. And everybody has a coffee break, and everybody has a lunch break, and everybody talks to their wife on the telephone. We make a lot of these things. It's all assumed that the boss is not mad. But in the days of the Gemara, the boss wanted his full day's work put in. So the workers didn't say, Atayv HaMeitiv. And then it says, not only that, they would combine the second with the third brachas together. It said, Azonos HaKol. Then the second and third brachas, they combine. So Tosfos asks, how can you combine? It's a din d'oraisa, Tosfos says. You have to say three brachas for Birchas HaMazon. So Tosfos then says, Yeshkel P'yachachomim L'akadav Menatara B'shevi Altasa. This is Akira's Dav Menator. Menator, you have to bench, you have to say three brachas. Azanas HaKol, Nodelecho, and the third bracha, thanking the Rabban Hashem for Yerushalayim, and the Beis HaMikdash, and the Rabbanan, we tell you, you don't have to fulfill the mitzvah, it's more important to do a full day's work. And the Rashba disagreed with Tosfos, that this is not an example of Yesh Koach Laka B'Shevi Altasa. The Rashba, no. Sounds familiar. Did we discuss it? I think so. Where's the Tosfos? Tezayin. So the Rashba said on that Tosfos, the bottom Tosfos on Tezayin, right? So the Tosfos says, Yeshka v'cham lakdo minatar b'shev v'altas. So the Rashba disagreed. He said, no, minatar, if you say alamichi is also good. Minatar, the Rashba said, minatar, you have to mention, thank the Rabban Shalom for the food, and for Eretz Yisrael, and for Yerushalayim, and for the Beis HaMikdosh, and for the capital of Eretz Yisrael, but it doesn't have to be in three different brachas. Everything can be in one bracha. It's only with the Rabbana that they divided up into three brachas. So by the poilim, we have to do a full day's work for the balabais, not self-employed, so they can combine the themes of the second and the third brachas in one bracha. So according to the Rashba, the pashta should be that if a person eats a sandwich, he eats a whole loaf of bread, and he says, alamichya, it could be that he's yotze. The shayla is, does he take say everything in alamichya? You thank the Rabban Shalom for the food, and you thank him for Eretz Yisrael, then you mention Yerushalayim, you say a few words about Yerushalayim. You do say. The shayla was on Tchofa Medei, so the Gemara had a suffix whether women, the Mishnah says women are mechuyev to recite Birchas HaMazon. So the Gemara had a suffix, that was the Mishnah on Daf Chof. The top line of Chofim Beis. The Chayav Metfilah B'mzuz and Birchas HaMazon. So the Gemara has a suffix there where the women are mechuyev in Birchas HaMazon, the Raisa, the Rabbanan. Why should it be with the Rabbanan? So Tosfos says, the Rashi says, because you have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving us Eretz Yisrael. And in principle, Noshim Lanot L'Chelek Ba'aretz. I've been at Slavcha God, that was an exception to the rule. They said, why is an exception to the rule? Those are the rules and regulations of Yerusha. Sometimes the women get, sometimes they don't get. So Tosfos didn't agree. So Tosfos said, because you have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu over the fact that he gave us Bris Milah, because he gave, you have to thank him that he gave us Eretz Yisrael. One that he gave us Eretz Yisrael after Avraham Avinu observed Bris Milah. That was the Matana. And when you go to a Bris, you have to give a Matana. Rabban Shalom came to the Bris of Avraham and gave him a Matana, Eretz Yisrael. He gave him Palestine. That's the Matana. So he gave Eretz Yisrael. So, in connection with the Bris Milah, so you have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he gave us Bris Milah, because it's in the schus of Bris Milah that we have Eretz Yisrael, and you have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu Eretz Yisrael. Then you have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he gave us Al Teroscha Shalimad Etanu, because it's in the schus of Liman HaTorah that we maintain Eretz Yisrael, so in thanking for Eretz Yisrael. So the women are not Mechayiv in Bris Milah, the women are not Mechayiv in Talmud Torah, so maybe the women are not Mechayiv in the whole Birchas HaMazon in HaTorah. So Tosfos obviously thinks that requirement to mention Bris and Torah and Chukim, the Gemara says later in Shlosh HaShachar, you have to mention Bris, Torah, Chukim, that's a din min HaTorah. And it's as far that it's ma'akev, that everything is ma'akev zezeh. Since the women are not mechuyev to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the Bris and the Torah, maybe they're not mechuyev in the whole Birchas HaMazon min HaTorah. It's an Ibayv Lev Shita in the Gemara. So that's a shal. How can you say that you yotze ala michya? Are you yotze if you say ala michya? Minatara, you ate bread, you ate Birchas HaMazon deraisa, we say alamichim. So, according to the Rashba, that there's no din deraisa that you need Gimel Brachas, So he said all the three themes in one bracha. He said, thank you for the food and for Eretz Yisrael and for Yerushalayim. Sure. So he said everything in one bracha. So maybe Yeretz Menatar. But according to Taisvis, Bukhari, not Yeretz Menatar. Taisvis seems to hold that the bris and the Torah is a din daraisa. It's not a din midirabbanan. And in Alamichi, you don't say bris and you don't say Torah. You don't say that. So that's the shaila. How can you say, hey mama, hey mamru, that on these cakes, if you kaveh suda on it, then you say, hamoitzi nidin until it's a diamond, you say the whole works the long because I'm Muslim. If you're not kaveh suda, then you say, bari minim zaynis, alamichya, and then you don't have to wash. Aye, but it's mamish lechem on the dinder ice, it's lechem, yoytze matzan yechai mechala. So he said, hey mama, hey mama, so these dinim are only the rabbanon. Until it's a diamond is only the rabbanon, hamoitzi versus mizaynis is only the rabbanon, and Bichas HaMozim versus Alamichya is only the Rabbanan on the level of the Raisa. If you would have said Alamichya, you would have been Yotze. Say, hey, Mama, hey, Mama. So they said, make life easy. If you're only having cake, even though it's Lechem and HaTorah, but it's good enough if you say Alamichya. This is fine if you say not like Tosis, but if you all like that Tosis on Chof HaMebeis, or if you all like the Tosis on Tezayin and Aleph, that Men HaTorah need Gimel Brachas. So you're not Yotze Men HaTorah if you say Alamichya. So what do you mean, hey mamu ve hey mamu? That is a problem. That is a difficulty. If you hold not like Tosfos by the bris in the Torah, and you hold not like the Tosfos by the Gemara, hold like the Rashba. The Tosfos is a little strange. Why should I make a Tosfos that you need Gemara brachas? The Rashba holds you need the three themes have to be mentioned. Why can't you mention all the three themes in one bracha? And then Tosfos says that bris and Torah is menat Torah. Where does it say that in the Chumash? It's a stretch. Because Eretz is always given in the schus of the bris. When Avraham Avinu observed the bris milah, Hashem gave him a matana because he attended the bris. He came to the party. I forgot to mention, my son, Shai, his wife had a baby boy. So they're having a bris on Sunday morning. I'm talking about a bris. I'm reminding myself. Yeah. We should all have simchas, yes. So that's the shaila. Why do you say if you're not kaveh suda, then it's good enough to say alamichya? If you all like the Rashba, that you can say everything min haTorah bebracha achas, and you all not like that tesis, that bris and Torah is not the raisa, then it's not so bad. So you say hey mamu ve hey mamru on the level of the raisa, ye yoytze. Like the Netilus Yadayim is the Rabbanon, the Hamotzi versus Bar Minim Zon is only the Rabbanon, it's on Amichi versus Bichas Amazon, it's also only with the Rabbanon. But if you hold that it's on the level of the Raisa, you're not Yotze, if you say El Amichya, then you have a big difficulty. Why would they make all that it's good enough with Al Amichya after cake? Easier to say like that, the Rashba, not like the Taisis. Okay, so let's get back again. So we're talking about in order to say hamotzi has to be lechem. What's the definition of lechem?
Can't you just say that as long as you don't eat the sviya, then the bracha achrona is only jarbonah anyway?
Oh, so okay. Oh, good. So he saved us. Okay, he saved it in. You're not eating kedei sviya. You got to say lechem. That's how we pass. If you don't have kedei sviya, it's on the rabbanan. Good, saved us. So we have to, and Rabbi Natam holds even a kazayis is their isa, so what's he going to answer? So let him, he'll have a headache. Okay. But we don't hold like that, Rabbi Natam. Okay.
So we're saying that pasuk of a kissing has to have Teresa Lechem? So,
it has one Teresa Nama, does have one Teresa Nama, does not have. Doesn't have Teresa Nama, it's a cake.
Right.
You don't need make a sandwich out of it. You know.
So like a cookie, so.
We assume a cookie is also
what has
a Teresa Nama vis-a-vis. Vis-a-vis challah, and vis-a-vis, if you kaveh sudan, it has a lot of a body, but it doesn't have a teresa nam in the sense that you eat it bikvias, it's eaten as a snack. So that's why it has these kulas, that unless you kaveh sudan, then you don't wash, you don't say amoitzi, you don't say bichas amazon.
So teresa nam means it has a thickness to it?
Yeah. Oh. There are two teresa nam.
Right.
One that Tosis in Pesachim Lamed Zayin says you don't mafrish challah. If it doesn't have Teresa, that means does it have a body? There's a loaf shape, a thickness. The other Teresa Nam is what the Gemara talks about, that are you kaveh, do you eat it bikvias or not? So you don't eat it bikvias, so that's why it's mezainis and ala michya.
So Sufgon, the Tosfos talks about
is that it's not thick, that's what it means. According to Rabbi Natam, means that you're gonna do a bishul instead of an afiyah.
Right.
You're gonna make a bishul. According to the Ramban, also, you're going to do a bishul. But Tchilosos Sufganin does mean Bli Larakos. The Tchilosos Sufganin means when I mix the flour with the water, Bli La'ava, Bli Larakos does matter. Tchilosos Sufganin means I intended to do a bishul, but then Sofa Isa, Levesof, I didn't do a bishul, I did an afir. According to the Ramban, Tchilosos Sufganin means what did I intend when I did the mixing of the flour with water, and Sofa means when I, Lemaisa, did I do a bishul or an afir? According to Rabbi Natam, Tchilasa means what kind of a lisha did I do? Did I have a blila or a blila raka? And sofa means did I do a bishul or an afir? Rabbi Natam says irrelevant what you had in mind at the beginning. That's the Ramban learns like that. Tchilasa means what did you have in mind in the beginning? Did you have a mind to do a bishul? Did you have a mind to do an afir? And Rabbi Natam says no. What did you do in the beginning? Did you do a blila or did you do a blila raka? Different word. What does it mean tchilasa? What you did or what you thought, what you had in mind to do? So there is a din that you say, I'm oitzi on bread. That's the Mishnah. And there's one opinion that we don't accept la'alocha. If the piece of bread that you're eating is less than a kazayis, you don't wash until it's yadayim. That's beferish. You don't wash until it's yadayim on it. If it's less than a kazayis, even less than a kebesa, I think is a machlekes. If you're going to have bread, kazayis, but less than a kebesa, there's a machlekes where they wash until it's yadayim. So you have to wash without a bracha. But if you eat less than a kazayis for sure, you're just eating crumb, a couple of crumbs, you don't have to wash until the Siddai. Do you say Hamotzi? Hamotzi is a super bracha. The bracha should have been Hadomer, it says in the Mishnah. But we made a special super bracha Hamotzi, so there is a minority opinion that's not accepted. It's quoted in Shulchan, not accepted, that you say Bari Pri Hadomer on bread that's less than a kazayis. Bari Minim Zaynus, you say Bari Minim Zaynus. So we don't pass like that. We pass in. Once it's hamotzi, remains hamotzi. How did it become hamotzi in the first place? What do you have to do? So it has to be chameshes mini dogon. That's the Mishnah. Otherwise, not called lechem. It has to be a loaf shape. And then the machlekes are in the time the Ramban. Do you actually need it afir, or do you say it's enough? Chilosa blila ova, even a sofa a bishul. Okay, we pass on the Shulchan Aruch both in Hilchas Chala and Hilchas Hamotzi. We pass on like the Ramban. The Chabad pass on like the Ramban against the Rabbein Tam. Chava was a Sephardi. Maybe the Ashkenazim should have passed like the Rabbein Tam, but the Rama doesn't disagree. Rama lets him get away with it. Okay. Apparently that was the minig. So there is an institution of a bracha v'amotz. So now that's the premise. There is. So now if you took a challah, a piece of bread that was hamotzi, and now you cook it, now you make French toast, make matzah bray or something. So does it retain the bracha of hamoitzi or does it lose the bracha of hamoitzi? So that's where Rav Yosef distinguishes alamed zayin on the base, and he says, "Am Rav Yosef, hay chavitza deiz bepirurin kazayis betchilam bracha of hamoitzi, leiz bepirurin kazayis betchilam bracha of bar minim zaynus." So he says it depends. If the pieces were the volume of a kazayis, then it retains the bracha of hamoitzi that it had before. If the pieces are less than a kazayis, then it loses the bracha. And that's at the top Tosfos on Amud Beis quotes the Yerushalmi as interpreting that's what the Braisa meant on Amud Aleph. Prusis Kayomis means does it have a kazayis, and Prusis Kayomis means it does not have a kazayis. Means Prusis Kayomis means if you did a bishul after the afir, you had a piece of bread which started off as hamotzi there. It started off as hamotzi, then you cooked it. Does the cooking cause it to lose the bracha or not? So it depends whether Prus is Kayam Zamed. That's not what Tosfos said on Amud Aleph. Amud Aleph Tosfos gave the other pshat. Why didn't Tosfos say like the Yerushalmi? Because the Tosfos on Amud Beis, Amar Rava says, Chen Kaimalan, the Rava Bas Rohu. Rava was later than Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef was Abai's Rebbe, and Rava was later. Hilchasot Bas Roh. Tosfos says, Rav Sheish disagrees with Rabbi Yosef. Rav Sheish says, about 13 lines from the bottom, Amar Rav Sheish is Hai Chavitza, the same word as Rav Yosef. Hai Chavitza, Avogav the Leis, the Pirun Kazayis, Mvarachalav Amoitzi, Amar Rav, Hudik, Alei Teresa, and Amar. Sometimes you see that Rav agrees with the Rav Sheish. Rav Sheish disagrees with Rav Yosef. Hilchus at Kabasroi, pass like Rav. It means if we don't pass like Rav Yosef. That's what Tosfos says. We don't pass like Rav Yosef, we pass like Rav Sheish and Rav. Who disagree with Rav Yosef? So in Shulchan Aruch they quote the Rosh who quotes the Rabbeinu Yonah. who says we do paskin like Rav Yosef, because we don't accept Rashi's pshat. Rashi learns that this was the machlokes if you cooked it afterwards. So Tesis has a whole different pshat. Chavitza, the top Tesis has a whole different pshat chavitza. And Tesis is not talking that they're doing a bishul after the afiyah. So what would the din be if you did a bishul after the afiyah? So there's no Gemara on this daf. The Gemara doesn't say anything. So then the Rabbi Yonah adapts Rashi's pshat and Rabbi Yosef, that we do paskan like that. If you did a bishul after the afiyah, it had a bracha, it started off with hamoitzi. Then you did a bishul on it, so it depends whether prus is kayamas hamoitzi or not. So if you make French toast and each piece is smaller than a kazayas, you did a bishul on it later on. So then it loses the bracha hamoitzi, but very often the pieces for the French toast are bigger than a kazayas. So then it retains the bracha of hamoitzi. So that's what the Rabbeinu Yonah says. If you learn like Tosfos, Chavitza has a different pirush, and what Rashi said is not discussed in the Gemara. So he leaves Rashi's shita, Rashi Pshat Rav Yosef, that's the din. So he says there are three dinim. That's what the Mishnah Berurah quotes this. Rashi quotes it from the Rabbeinu Yonah. He says there are three dinim. The Rabbeinu Yonah was the same generation as the Ramban. They were michotonim. Their children married each other. And then when they had a grandchild, so the Ramban said they should name the child after Rabbeinu Yonah. I guess by this Friday they name it after the living grandfather. So he said Rabbeinu Yonah was a tzaddik and a chassid, so they should name after Rabbeinu Yonah. So the baby was named after Rabbeinu Yonah. That's what they have in the history books. Okay. Rabbeinu Yonah says, but Rashi said, and Rav Yosef is not pshat in the Gemara, but that's the din. And chavitza means what Tosfos said, if you have the crumbs. And then the third din is, if you have matzah mel, and you didn't do anything to it, you have matzah farfel and matzah mel, you ground it up into tiny particles, but you didn't cook it, and you didn't medabik it yachad with morok, but then it retains the brach of amoitzi. Just because you ground it up, it doesn't lose the brach. So that's the shaila, why not? But it should be ishtani ligriusa, no? When you take bread, you make matzah mel out of it. Grinding up should also be a shinri. So should also be, should be ishtani Ligri Yusa made matzah mel out of it. It was better before you ground it up. You had a slice of bread. Why does it retain the bracha? But that's what Rabbeinu Yonah writes, and the Rosh quotes, and the Mishnah Berurah quotes. They leave it like that. If you have matzah farfel of matzah mel, it retains the bracha of amoitzi. Only if you medabik yachad with morok or with cholov, aydei morok, then it's the whole sugya. So Rav Yosef claimed that's the din. Then he says, "V'no amin alo de Tanya." He says, "I am in a makru menachas b'Yerushalayim." It says, "In Tolu v'Ochli." He said, "Who's eating the Kohanim eat it? The Yisraelim, the Balaam don't eat the Shiari HaMincha. HaMincha is a kachikachim. Kachikachim is only lechol zicher kuna in the Azara. It can't be eaten by the Balaam. The Balaam can eat a shlamen kachim kamer. They can't eat a kachikachim." The Rambam has in the Sefer HaMitzvahs and the Yad HaChazak, the Rambam has is a difference. Achilas Kachi Kachim, Achilas Chatos and Osham and Menoches is a mitzvah. It's counted as one of the mitzvahs. Achilas Shlamim, Agdei Abalim, it doesn't count as a mitzvah. Lo Sinsir Men Aboike is a loisese. So you have to see to it that somebody eats it up. Shouldn't remain till the morning. Not to leave it over as noisa. But the mitzvah to eat it, he doesn't count it as a mitzvah. But the Gemara says you do say a bracha, when you eat a korban pesach, you say alachilas haPesach. When you eat a korban shlomi, you say alachilas haZevach. Why do you say a bracha if it's not a mitzvah? Rambam says it's not a mitzvah. It's problematic. Rashi writes on the Gemara Pesachim that it is a mitzvah. Ochlos mashakupa b'em. Rashi says it even by achilas kachim kal. But the Brisker Rav in the Sefer HaChumash points out it seems to be a machlokes because the Rambam and Rashi. When achilas kachim kal constitutes a mitzvah, then whoever eats the balam meat, the kachim kalim, they become the mitzvah. Are you saying no? The Rama holds the mitzvah is only by kachim kachim, by the chatos and the oshem and the menoches that we eat my zichre kun and the azor. That's a mitzvah. They say kohanim ochel mebalam miskapim. That's like a haktorah on the mizbeach. When the kohanim eat it, as if there would be a haktorah. There is an opinion even. The Geonim had a girus in the Gemara in Yevamos Daf Tzadik that Kohanim Ochel Mebalam Miskapim is taken literally. If the Kohanim don't eat the Osham and the Chatos, the Balam are not Yotze. If it's nitmu asha avdu, then there's no mitzvah to eat it. So then the mitzvah is not ma'akev, because you're not mechuyev in the mitzvah. But if the sarachatus is lefaneinu, and it's not nitmu, and it's not ova, then the goanim don't bother to eat it, then the goanim had the girsa and the gemara, that the balam are not yotze the mitzvah. We don't hold like that. Shaila on the level of the rice, we don't hold like that at all. We hold only if nitmu asha avdu, then you don't eat it. But if it's lefaneinu, it's a mitzvah to eat it, but it's not ma'akev. So it says, when the Kohen eats the Shiori Menachas, he doesn't eat the Kohimetz, the Kohimetz is Karban, the Mizbat, when he eats the Shiori Menachas, the Shiraim, so he says, Amoitzi Lech Menachas. How come he says Amoitzi? But whenever you bring a Mincha, in order to do the Kmitza, you have to be Pasos HaSatitim. So the Mishnah says, V'toni Allah, the Braisa comments on the Mishnah, V'kulim Pasos HaKazayis. You have to break up the Minchas, Ma'afitana, Ma'achavas, and Ma'acheshes, the three that are baked in advance before you do the kmitza, so you have to break them up after you baked it, after you fried it. So you post this on kizesim, in big chunks that are kizayis. And then you do the kmitza. So that's Rav Yosef's raya. You see that even though it's not the full loaf of bread, it's only kizayis, you still say abracha hamoitzi. So Tai says, what in the world is he talking about? Was it first hamoitzi? We're discussing doing a bishul after the hamoitzi, does it cancel the bracha? So in the minchas mafitaner, okay, it was first hamoitzi, but then you don't fry it later on. So what does it have to do with what Rav Yosef said? The ones that are fried, Rashi doesn't say mafitaner. Rashi says the machmas and the macheshes. Machmas macheshes are fried, but it was never baked in the first place. It was never hamoitzi in the first place. So that's what Tesis is. They say it's not Rashi. What is the tushdom? What was the raya? It's a pella. What does it have to do? We don't understand. We don't understand. So that was Rav Yosef's right. We don't understand. You see from here that if it started off as Amar, who says it started off as Amar? Started off as Amoitzi, and then you fry it, it retains the bracha of Amoitzi, provided that it has a shir kazai. Then Gemara said, Amalei Abayis. Abayi always disagreed with his Rebbe Rav Yosef. All over in Shas. So Omer Abai, and we usually pass on like Abai, like the Tom. Omer Abai, Abai is Rabbi Yosef. How can it be? And what about according to the other Tana, Tana Bei Rabbi Shmuel Dama? He holds that you don't break it up post so tibm kizesim. You have to grind it up porchon. You have to grind up the machmas and the macheshes asher machzirin the sultan. Teeny weeny particles, tiny particles. Achanami, you mean to tell me that you don't say amoitzi? He said very many mizrach. But tell me, Achanami, it can't be. It says beferish you say hamoitzi. It says beferish you say hamoitzi, and it says liket mikulam kazayis. I take a little here, a little there, little here, little there means that each particle is less than a kazayis. And then it says that you say hamoitzi. Where does it say you say hamoitzi? It doesn't say. This brayse doesn't say. No, the brayse says if you eat it from matzah on Pesach night, you yotze. So what does that have to do with the bracha of hamoitzi? The Rashi explains, called the tikkun rabbanu kein the raisa tikkun. You only say hamoitzi if it retains the din of lechem. You only yotze matzah if it has the din of lechem, because matzah has to be lechem only. So from the fact that the raisa says yotze matzah the raisa, that indicates that on the level of the raisa, it's din of lechem, it retains the din of lechem. So therefore, if it retains the din of lechem, so the bracha should be hamoitzi. Called the tikkun rabbanu kein the raisa tikkun. That's where Rashi learns in the Gemara. Wow. Retains the din of lechem on the level of the rice, and that's why you eat the matzah. So therefore you should say hamotzi on it also, because it retains the din of lechem. So kula chidish over here, the Rashi. And for the Gemara, so the Gemara says, don't you see that the pieces are not kezayis big. And for the Gemara, hachmaskin and bishayirson. The only time it has a din of hamoitzi, if the particles are less than the kazayis, is if you took all the pieces together, you kneaded them together, and you baked it again a second time. Bishayirson. You made an isa. Rashi says, like loshan rishi sarisa seichem. You made a new isa bite, and you baked it all over again. Well, how can you say you baked it all over again? It's not true. I hochi, your pshat kishayirson, first was missing in the brayse, it doesn't say. But he says it's against the brayse, it can't fit in. Why does it say Lusha Chalon? The Tochtachi Lospa Chalon means he ate all the tiny particles. If Irsan, they should say Lusha Chaloi, the Tochtachi Lospras. So it's a right that it's wrong. It's not Irsan. It's not Irsan. Yeah, what's the din of Tochtachi Lospras? So there's a Magen Avraham in Hilchas Pesach Taki. He points out what Rashi says over here. The Loshan HaGemara in the end of Arab Psochim is a little misleading. There in Arab Psochim sounds as if you start to eat Maror, you have to eat a Kazayis from Maror. If you start to eat the Maror and then you eat later with the pause in between, if the pause is less than Achilas Pras, then it's Mitztarf. That's not true. It's not a Shir in the Hafsokah. It's a Shir in the Tziruf. If you ate exactly a Kazayis, you only ate a Kazayis, and you ate a little before and a little after, and the pause in between is less than Kedei Achilas Pras, but the Sach HaKol from the beginning of the Achilas to the end of the Achilas is more than Achilas Pras, then it's not Mitzurif. Kedei Achilas Pras is not a Shira of the Hasoke of the Shehiyah, in between it's a Shira and the Tziruf. It's only Mitzurif Yachad if the beginning and the end of the whole Achilas was within Kedei Achilas Pras. How much is Achilas Pras? What does the word Pras mean? The word pras is from the Loshen in Yeshaya. Alafros l'roi v'lachmecha. It's in Yeshaya, I think. Somewhere in Tanakh. Alafros l'roi v'lachmecha. He tells the wealthy people, break bread, break off a little bread, and give it the leftover pieces of bread, the shirayim that you're not eating, give it to the poor people. Alafros l'roi, to the starving, hungry people. Alafros l'roi v'lachmecha. So what is a pras? They used to have a shear, a challah that was gigantic, that was Kishir Mazen Shtei Sudas, the amount of bread that you would eat in two meals, the normal amount of bread you would eat. When you break that in half, that's a pras, that's the amount of bread that one would normally eat in one meal. Why was the loaf of bread Mazen Shtei Sudas? What is that relevant for? That's relevant for a Ruve Tchumen. If you want to go Chutz L'Tchum, there's an issue, you're not allowed to go Chutz L'Tchum. So if you leave, I live over here. So my Tchum, I live in the middle of a desert. There's no city. There's a city, it's a different thing. That the whole city, you make it like a rectangle. I don't live in a city. So I live in a desert. So you draw a circle. So the circle is Alpaim Amal Chal Ruach. You're allowed to walk. So if I want to go Chutz L'Tchum, I have to leave Mazen Shtei Sudas somewhere within Alpaim Amal from my home, within a mil from my home. And then I have Alpaim Amal around that. That's my Mokum. Not the Mokum where I'm sleeping, where I'm eating. Rather the Mokum I left the Mazen Shtei Sudas. So Eruv Tchumen doesn't necessarily have to be with bread. Eruv Chatzeres has to be pas. Eruv Tchumen can be apples, oranges, gefilte fish, it can be chicken, it can be pickles, anything. And whatever food you use has to be the amount of food that woman normally eat in two meals. How much gefilte fish would you eat in two meals? A normal person. How much bread would you eat in two meals? How much pickles would you, how much mustard would you use in two meals? How much ketchup would you use in two meals? How much bread would a person use in two meals? So it depends, well, how much you multiply by two, how much bread would you eat in one meal? So that's a machloikas hatanoim. Is it three kibbetzim or four kibbetzim? How much bread in one meal? We don't eat four kibbetzim bread, no, but that's years ago where they couldn't afford food. So they had eight slices of bread, a little bit of gefilte fish, and a little bit of chicken. Today, we hardly eat any bread at all. We don't eat four kibbetzim. A lot of people don't even eat a kazayis of bread on Shabbos. You have to beg them. Make sure you eat a kazayis, otherwise the whole bench will be brachal batol. Then the Mishnah Berurah says, you're not yoseh to the Shabbos, unless you have yoseh mikibbetz pas. You have to have yoseh mikibbetz. Thinks yoseh mikibbetz is more correct. So people today don't eat so much. But that's in the days of the Tanaim, that's what they said. So there's a machlekes hatanaim, how much is mazon sudachas by bread? Is it four kibbetzim or three kibbetzim? So the mela, how big is the mazon shtei sudas, the real pas, either six or eight. So kidei achilas pas means the amount of time that it would take to eat the half of the loaf of bread. Amount of time it would take to eat either the three beitzim or the four. 2 days on Shulchan Aruch, how we pass the machlekes hatanaim. And the Mishnah in the end of Erevin, is it four kibbetzim or is it three kibbetzim? So the amount of time that it would take to eat. Where is the original din of Kedei Achilas Pras? Where is that in Chumash? That's by Menichnas L'Bayis HaMenuga. The Gemara has a din. It says a person walks into the Bayis HaMenuga and he runs out right away. He walks in for a moment, he runs out. He becomes tummy, but the begotim that he's wearing and the shoes and the socks and the rings that he's wearing, the yarmulke don't become tummy. If he took all his clothes off and he's carrying it in his hand, and he walks in and he walks out, he becomes nitma immediately. All the clothing, all the shoes, the rings, the underwear, everything becomes tummy right away. But if he's wearing the clothing, it does become tummy right away, unless he's oichel babayis, yichabes es begodav. It's metami the begodim if he's oichel babayis. So the Tanaim had a tradition, it doesn't mean oichel babayis. Why should whether the clothing becomes tummy? Why should it depend whether he eats in the bais or not? The main afkamina. Oichel babayis means he was shoye kedei achilas pras. He walked in the house and he stayed there so long enough to be able to eat a pras, which either means three or four beitzim of what? He's not eating anything. He stayed in the house long enough to eat three or four beitzim of what? The Gemara says, "Kedei achilas pras pas chitim meisa ve'oichel beliftan." When you have bread, sometimes the bread is dry, and it takes a longer time to swallow it. If you dip the bread into some kind of a liquidy thing, dip the bread into mayonnaise. I have a Yekish, his son-in-law, he always eats bread with mayonnaise. Okay, that's by the Yekish, from Switzerland. They always eat bread with mayonnaise. The Yekish here also, I think, they eat a lot of mayonnaise. So, meisav echol beliftan, if you eat it behesebe, you're going to eat it faster. If you dip it into something liquidy, so then also it'll swallow faster. So that din, hashoya baba, ha'echol babayis, echabes b'arav, doesn't really, is not taken literally, it does mean ha'echol babayis, means he was shoya babayis, kedeh achilas pras pas chitin, meisav echol beliftan, the amount of time that it takes to eat three or four beitzim of pas chitin, meisav echol beliftan. What if he's eating potatoes? Or what if he's eating chicken or flesh? And he only says a burner fashis if you eat a kazayis. So you have to eat the kazayis, tokh achilas pras. Tokh achilas pras paschit and mesa v'yecha beliftan. It's one shir, kde achilas pras for all foods, whatever you're eating. So that's what the Chasam Sefer assumes. So the Chasam Sefer has in his truvis, how much is kde achilas pras? So he says it's 9 minutes. He has a rai from a gemara in Bama Malikan, I think. He said that it's 9 minutes. And the later Achronim disagree with him very strongly. He says way less than 9 minutes. Nafkemini for Yom Kippur. That a person shouldn't eat. A person is a chayla mesukan. But he has to eat on Yom Kippur. So the din is b'achilam osa akala kal tchilam. Whenever a person has to do an avera to save his life, so pikoch nefesh is derech all the averas, almost all the averas, not derech averas, but derech averas shechazam. It's derech macholos asuris. But if you can minimize the yisa, so you should try to minimize it. So if you can save your life with a chatzishir, you're not chayv koris on. If you eat on Yom Kippur, you're chayv koris. If you eat a chatzishir on Yom Kippur, chatzishir osim and atar, but you're not chayv koris. So if you can save your life by eating a chatzishir, do so and don't eat a full shir. What if he needs a full shir? But he doesn't have to eat the full shir to okedei achilas pras. He can eat a little bit now, and wait 10 minutes, eat a little bit later, wait 10 minutes, eat a little bit later. So if you eat pochas mikashir, it's also an Issa Deraisa, but it's less of an Avera than if you would have eaten it all together. So that's the din. Whenever a person has to do an Issa because of Pikoch Nefesh, so Machila Mosa Hakala Kalkhli, he tried to lessen the Issa. So make it into an Issa of Chatzushir as opposed to an Issa. It's still going to be an Issa Deraisa, but he's trying to make it into a less of a Shir. So that's what, so the Chasam Sefer says, there's the Shir Kavua for whatever you're eating on Yom Kippur. The shir is 9 minutes, because he figured out it's 9 minutes. And the Minchas Chinuch thinks that it's wrong. It's not one shir. The Mishnah Berurah quotes 9 minutes. So the Minchas Chinuch thinks that it's wrong. Each food depends on it on its own. If you're eating gefilte fish, so the shir k'dechli this process, how long would it take to eat three or four beitzim of gefilte fish? And if you're eating chicken, dry chicken, the top of the chicken is drier, it takes longer to swallow. The bottom of the chicken is schmaltzia. That's why people on a diet eat the top of the chicken, the part that's less fattening. And it's drier, so it takes longer to swallow. If the thing is dry, it takes longer to swallow. So that's what the men has chinuch times. And if you're drinking a liquid, and the shir is tzir for kedei achilas pras, means how long would it take to drink three or four beitzim of the liquid? And if you're drinking a hot liquid, then it's a machlekes achrenim. Does it depend on how long would it take to drink three or four beitzim of this hot liquid? Or the liquid when it be at room temperature, you would drink it much quicker. That's a machloikas. Kedei achilas pras of this liquid means at room temperature, this liquid the way it is now. So the Minchas Chinuch says, so you see that it depends on this maichel. It's not a fixed shiur. It's always 9 minutes. It depends each maichel that you're eating. The only time it's a fixed maichel is shoy babayis ha-menuga, because you're not eating anything. So the pasuk is, ha-echel babayis ha-chabiz b'godav, is Bentami the Begodim. So that's only, it doesn't mean Oichel, it means Shoye Babayis. Shoye Kedei Achilas Pras. So Kedei Achilas Pras of what? He's not eating anything. So there the Halacha Moshe Messina says, Kedei Achilas Pras Pas Chitim, Meis Avei Oichel Beliftan. Is that the Gemara later? The Gemara has that. The Gemara says, Eretz Chitim Sar Begefen Atena Verima. Oh no. The Gemara says, Soiris for Etzem Kisoiris Matami. The Gemara doesn't quote the din later. Yeah. So that's the din you have to. It's only mitzvah piyachad for the mitzvah of achilas matzah. If he eats it, k'deh achilas pras. Okay, we got to continue tomorrow. We left off in the middle of a sentence. Okay, always in the middle of a sentence. Good.
Rabbi Dussel, Rashi is saying that the fact that you be yotzei matzah means that it's a hamotzi. Go against Rav Soloveitchik, who said that you're. If you're being yotzei matzah, then you don't receive all half the
shalom. I don't think Rashi meant it. I think Rashi meant go the tikkun abonu kei derashi tikkun. I think Rashi meant.
You were saying that. No, it's some casino. Well, you know, you're
Recorder?